This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican, representing the Pelican State's 1st Congressional District. He's here to give us an update on efforts to contain the massive oil slick that emanated from that exploded oil rig out in the Gulf of Mexico and now threatens much of the U.S. Gulf Coast. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you, Greg.
First of all, let's start with the source of this. From the reports we've heard, it's apparently not possible to shut down the source of this leak?
Well, I still think the most immediate priority has to be shutting off that leak, the oil that's coming out of the drilling rig disaster. And you've got at least estimates of 5,000 barrels a day, and it could be higher than that, that are coming out and of course, continuing to cause potential devastation amongst the entire Gulf Coast. So the first priority has got to be shutting off that well.
Is there any indication that they've found a way to do so, or is it still pretty bleak at this point?
No, there are a lot of different options on the table, and what we've asked is to bring all of industry in, because I think this problem is bigger than BP. I think it's beyond their capabilities now. It's a problem that we've asked the entire oil and gas industry to help with, and they've stepped up, and they're providing a lot of different technical expertise. And, you know, you're talking about 5,000 feet below the water surface, so this is complicated work, but it's something that's got to be critical to shut that oil flow off so that we can at least deal with containing the damage without having this continual every day thousands of barrels coming out.
And what can you tell our listeners about the containment effort for that oil that's already gotten out, the many, many thousands and hundreds of thousands of gallons? How is that being restrained, if at all?
What we've done is we've pressed federal officials, going back to last week at a number of meetings, to set up a direct chain of command so that the local officials on the ground and our shrimpers and oyster fishermen who really know those bayous and marshes can do what they need to do to go protect the marsh and the seafood beds. Because some company agent or even some of the federal officials don't understand the marshes and the importance of protecting that area and the best methods of protecting it. Nobody knows that better than the fishermen who go and drive through that area every day. And so we've asked to give them the tools that they need on the ground to protect the marshes, because we don't want to just play defense and wait until there's actual oil in the marshes to go clean it up. That would have to be done if it happened. But the best thing we can do is try to prevent the oil from coming into the marsh in the first place and protect all of that vital and really fragile ecosystem that is the marsh of Louisiana.
How much of your coastline is impacted at this point?
Oh, you've got miles and miles of coastline that's exposed. And now right now it's all the areas east of the Mississippi River that are most in jeopardy of the oil coming on shore. But any time that the winds and the waters change course, you can also be looking at a threat to the west as well. But right now it's been limited to those areas east of the Mississippi River. But those are still a lot of about 25% of Louisiana's fishing areas or in shrimp areas are open to exposure right now and are shut off. So, you know, at least nationally for people who eat Louisiana seafood, the seafood that you're eating is going to be fine. It's going to be safe. But they've already shut off a number of those areas for fishing and shrimping. So about 25% of our areas for fishing are closed off, which means those fishermen and shrimpers, they're losing access to their livelihood right now. So it's really important to protect those seafood beds that are in jeopardy and try to make sure the oil doesn't even come on shore.
What's the larger economic impact already incurred and potential here?
Well, the numbers we were getting last week was about $6 million a day being spent. That number is going to escalate, especially as the oil gets closer to shore, and now you're seeing a lot of boom be put out and different preventive measures taken to protect and try to keep the oil from coming on shore. It gets much more expensive every day, and so that's why I say this is bigger than BP. This is going to take a federal effort to, number one, be in charge of this defensive measure and recovery, but also the daily maintenance of trying to prevent the oil from coming in, as well as the work being done to shut the damaged oil well off. That's getting well over $6 million a day. I haven't seen a most recent estimate, but it's going to be a very expensive recovery operation.
a congressman, and we're talking with Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise. What's your sense of how well the government and BP and state figures have all worked together here? Some have said that it's not streamlined enough. Others have said there's been potentially a slow response. Others say it's about as good as you could hope for. What's your assessment?
Well, I think that it was very underestimated at the federal level initially. You're seeing a much more increased focus now. The president came in yesterday. We had a few cabinet secretaries in on Friday, and what we've emphasized to them is we all recognize in the federal law it dictates that BP is accountable and responsible for the payment of the cleanup, but we don't want BP to be the gatekeeper. They shouldn't be the ones that have to approve local governments taking actions that they know are necessary to protect the marsh. That needs to be the federal government setting up a direct chain of command. And up until now, those local officials have had to go through BP to get approval just to protect their own seafood beds. And I don't think that's an adequate chain of command structure. And so we've pressed, and I think we're getting in place finally, a more direct chain of command where local officials will be given the tools they need to go and protect the marshes and the seafood beds.
Congressman, I'm sure you've also heard in the last few days some members of Congress say that this is proof in the pudding that we can't have offshore drilling and certainly shouldn't be a major focal point of our energy policy moving forward. What do you say to them?
Well, I don't think it's appropriate, and I sure don't think it's in proper respect to the people whose livelihoods are at risk right now to try to make any kind of a political gain out of what's happening right now, people that are just against drilling in general. It's got to be done in a safe and responsible way. And you saw after Katrina, with all of the devastation from Hurricane Katrina, and a lot of rigs got knocked over, you didn't have oil leaks because there are safety measures that are supposed to be in place that have worked in the past. Clearly, the safety measures that are supposed to be in place did not work in this case. And the blowout preventer on this rig that BP was using failed miserably. And so we've got a full investigation going, and we need to find out exactly what went wrong, because some very serious things went wrong in this disaster, and we need to make sure it never happens again. But to use this one example and say that we should just shut down domestic exploration is not responsible either. What we need to do is find out what went wrong and make sure that we go forward with a real comprehensive energy policy, but that also is using all the most advanced technologies to be safe, both for human life as well as for our ecosystem. And it can be done.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for bringing our listeners up to date on everything that's happening down in the Gulf.
Thank you, Greg.
Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise represents his state's 1st Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.